You are now listening to the Beyond the Gloves podcast. Subscribe now.
I'm gonna rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Are you saying now?
I'm just a man.
What the fuck is this nigga?
Trying to get my hustle on.
Shit.
De Los Santos. Shakur Stevenson.
On top of the motherfucking piano, bitch. It's a tip glass. Put some money in that, bitch.
Let's talk about it.
What?
Check this tankle out. Bad as a motherfucker with my fingers.
Whatever.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Cats, dogs, chickens, ducks, and all that in between.
Yo, 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 yo. Hey, fresh in this motherfucker.
Hey,
KT.
Yeah,
government muscle was had in the ground. Hey, hey, hey. Diamonds in my braces. Motivation for them freaking hoes to show that ass. Nigga, I pop tags on the throwback fast. Nigga, please, I'm wearing these when I cut my grass.
Is that what we expected? Let's switch it up, man. Let's go. Let me dig in my bag real quick. Yeah.
New squad. Pretty broads. Yeah. Breadwinner superstars. No facade. Designer store inside the mall. Going hard. Let them know that I'm a dog. Live by the law. Ball till I fall.
Hey, this ain't a hard decision to make. It's Beyond the Gloves podcast.
Micro exotic bulldogs, exotic cars. Level 2, push the button. I levitated. The doors open to Beyonce concert. I'm beyond turned.
Ooh.
If I come out the shirt, baby, Michael get the first. Beyonce concert. I'm beyond turned. With a big booty bitch.
Hey,
let me see you work. The attic kicked in.
We finna talk some fights today, baby.
Cash up. I'm trying to hit you from the back.
We finna talk some fights today, baby. Fights to come up, fights that just happened. Yeah, what you telling?
Stand up on your toes, lock your knees back, baby, breathe through your nose. I said, ooh, ooh, stand up on your toes, lock your knees back, baby, breathe through your nose.
Bad bitch, I know I'm first.
Yes, sir. Let's get to it though, baby. We on Shakur Stevenson, man. You know what I'm saying? Shakur Stevenson. Hey, hold up, man. Shakur Stevenson. Let's get to it real quick. Let's get to it real quick, man. Because my man was talking heavy shit, you know what I mean? My man was talking heavy shit. Like, heavy. He told that man in a press conference, I'm going to make you say my name. I'm going to make you say my name. Destiny's Child. Told that man, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, a la Ali, I'm gonna make you say my name, you know what I mean? Like, that's not the performance to make a motherfucker say your name. That's not even the performance to make a motherfucker remember your name. But man, come on, man, let's get to it, man, for real. God damn it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Just wasn't the performance we expected, though.
Three division champion at just 21 fights.
I really don't care about it.
Let's see what he's talking about.
Performance tonight. That's all I'm really focused on.
That's an excuse, though.
I wasn't feeling too good, so.
That's an excuse.
I'll live with it. It's okay. I came here, got the victory, and that's all I wanted to do.
It's good you got the victory. You know what I'm saying? It's good you got the victory. That's what counts the most.
I know you wouldn't talk about
getting the victory.
Wouldn't tell me anything about your left hand. Was your left hand
hurt? This one I ain't like
listen
right here.
I don't got nothing to say about that. I don't make no excuses.
Cap.
It happens. We go through a lot.
Cap, Shakur. Cap.
I'm good.
What do you mean?
Cap.
You didn't feel well tonight.
I just didn't feel good. I didn't feel good before the fight. Honestly, I already.
That's the fucking excuse right there. You telling this man you don't make no excuses, but saying but saying you don't make no excuses, but then going back door and saying I ain't feel good tonight. That's an excuse. You shouldn't have said nothing. You shouldn't have been like, it just wasn't my night tonight. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't my best performance tonight. We're going to go back to the drawing board. We're going to draw up something different. But that's it. That's all. That's all I got to say about that. But that was an excuse. I didn't feel good. That's an excuse.
He's a good fighter.
All right, now we know that there's a lot of big names now that you hold the title at 135 pounds. Who does Shakur Stevenson want next?
Let me take a step back and assess myself.
Definitely.
I can't give no names right now. I felt bad this performance.
You can't give no names right now. In my opinion, you can't give no names right now based off of a performance like that.
What would you like to move on? Just
the rest of the competition is laughing at you. You know what I'm saying? Like Haney said, shit. Motherfucker Haney told us, man, I should have offered your ass 10%. I was being generous with the 25. Shit. And motherfucker, shit. Tank told motherfucker Haney, shit, that's what I'm offering you, son. Hey, Shakur, you a clown for that performance. That was trash, man. You know what I mean? Like, everybody know you're a way, way better fighter than that. You know what I'm saying? You could have drew up something. You on Paw. You know what I'm saying? Y'all could have drew up something different to make the performance look. I know you was playing it safe because, you know what I'm saying, you know, you was hurt or whatnot. But you could have drew up something better to keep the fans entertained. And then keep the other people, you know what I'm saying, your other opposition at that weight class on alert. But right now you looking like fish waiting to be caught, man. You know what I mean? Like, but everybody have bad performances, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody, man. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Nobody go unscathed in this game. It happens to the best of us, you know what I'm saying? It happens to everybody. It happens to Floyd. Hold up. Speaking of Floyd, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Another post, like, I didn't get why he said this, but
don't congratulate me on a bad performance.
Hell no.
Why you thought it was a bad performance? Come on.
No cap.
It just wasn't me, man. I had a lot going on. I ain't gonna make no excuses. It was a good fight, just a bad performance, and not my standards.
Is your hand hurt?
It's okay. All good. Like I said, I don't make no excuses. I own up to everything. I'm supposed to put on a better performance than that.
Definitely. Definitely. You elite. You elite, man. You elite. You definitely supposed to do that.
I don't know. I can't tell you. I just know I'm a better fighter than what I was tonight.
And we all know that.
Like I said, I'm a better fighter. I can't get into details. I ain't got no excuses to make to y'all. Bad night. Go back to the drawing board and come back.
You mentioned in the ring afterwards that you didn't feel good. What were you? What was going on in the locker room before the fight that you did?
Like I said, I'm not giving y'all no excuses. I can't do that. That's not me. So
you did that in the ring already, Shakur.
I've seen Floyd in situations where he had bad performance.
Why the fuck you bringing up Floyd, man?
Vladimir. Other fighters,
bro, yeah, he had a bad performance against Carlo Baldomir. But he still, nigga didn't have nearly as bad motherfucking performance that you had, you know what I'm saying? Didn't have nearly as a bad performance as you had, you know what I'm saying, that night, man. I mean, like, nah, man, like, you put the crowd to sleep, my man. Like, I was even hearing talks that, man, Floyd got up and walked the fuck out, man. Floyd said, shit, I'm too old to be watching this shit, man. These motherfuckers putting me to sleep. Like, no, man. Hey, man, look. They say you only as good as your last performance. And that performance right there leaving a bad, bad taste in motherfuckers' mouths, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying you can't bounce back from it because you're elite. We know you can. All what I'm saying is, hey, own up to your shit, man. If you're saying no excuses, don't even give out the excuse that I was having a bad night. I wasn't feeling good. No, just look, just been like, hey, at the end of the day, I got the win. We're going to go back to the drawing board, draw something different, see what mistakes I made, why I couldn't perform like the Shakur that y'all know, the Shakur that y'all, you know, grew to love, the superb boxer, the defense technician. We're going to go back to the drawing board, draw something different, and come back out better. I apologize to y'all tonight for that performance, but next time, definitely better. Look, that's all you had to say. He was, I wasn't feeling good. I wasn't feeling like myself. Before the fight, I felt like this. I felt like that. But you told this man before the fight that he was going to remember your name. Was you not feeling bad then? Or was you not feeling bad back there in the locker room? We as the fans want to know. That's all I'm saying. We as the fans want to know. That's all I'm saying, Shakur. You know what I'm saying? Like the casuals want to know. The hardcores want to know. We just want to know. Because right now, 25% is looking a bit too much. Yeah, 25%. Shit, yeah, you can say my man's Devin was, shit, he was generous than a motherfucker, man. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, generous as hell, man, offering you 25. You should have jumped on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you really believe that you're the best at that weight, hey, man, get that man the fuck up out of here, man. And go on to bigger and better opponents. You know what I'm saying? But that's neither here nor there now, because that fight is out the way. Only thing I can say is your next fight, you have to, it's a must that you have to look way better. And you have to fight somebody with a way better name than De Los Santos. The Devin Haney's and the Tank Davis's, they're looking down on you at this moment. I mean, because the whole boxing world is looking down on you at this moment. But all I can say is, as from a former fighter myself, you know what I'm saying, fighting myself, hold your head. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't going to lie, man. you have to see the humor in it, because it was funny as fuck, man. You talk hella shit, you know what I'm saying? And you didn't back up a quarter of the shit you was talking. You know what I'm saying? You said you gonna make that man say your name, Destiny Child. I thought you was gonna go out there and beat that man like he was your motherfucking stepchild. No. You ain't do that at all, man. You know what I'm saying? You in there, you hopped in the ring and hopped in the motherfucking, you thought you was in the motherfucking Indy 500. you got your motherfucking race car for real. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good, Shakur, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, at the end of the day, like I said, at the end of the day, you got your win. You got the win, and that's all that matter, man. You know what I mean? That's all that really matter, man. But if you didn't know.
Hey, this ain't a hard decision to make. It's Beyond the Gloves podcast.
Yes, sir. So make sure y'all, you know what I'm saying, tap that like button, subscribe, you know what I'm saying? Hey, do what you do. Because y'all know I'm coming with the latest and the greatest of the boxing news. Matter of fact, look, with that performance that Shakur did, he don't leave us with much to talk about. We just trying to see what you're going to do when you bounce back. But go ahead, you know what I'm saying? Take your rest, heal, go back to the drawing board. And y'all come out with a better opponent next time, and we're going to see what you do with that one. Hopefully he can say your name if you remember that motherfucker. God damn it. Yeah. But on to the other news, man. You know what I'm saying? Big news. Big news. Fight coming up Saturday. Yes, sir. Andres versus my man's. Benavidez, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, I told people, man, this is Andres is an opponent that you cannot sleep on. Yes, he hasn't faced the better of the opposition at super middleweight. But honestly, he haven't been given the opportunity to. Certain fighters don't want to fight him because of his style, because he don't have the prettiest style. But at the end of the day, he's another undefeated fighter. So that just goes to show you he gets the job done. He pretty much knocked down, you know, he pretty much dropped everybody he fought. But I'm looking to see this fight. I'm looking to see if Benavidez can hit him, can find him, hit him, touch him up real good. Then I see Benavidez breaking him down. But if Demetri Andre, if he stays slick and slippery, and he weathered a storm, I can see him pulling out like a split, maybe a split decision draw, or a split decision win, or maybe a majority decision. This is one of those nail biters, man. Because Boo Boo, he don't have the prettiest style. He's awkward. He's very elusive. He's very slippery. He's very agile. And Benavidez, he's very strong. He's the physical bigger man in that ring on Saturday night. This is a hell of a fight. This is one of those fights that it's a pick'em fight for me. Because Andres, yes, he's the underdog. And I like underdogs, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey man, underdogs, they eat too. And when they eat, when they overcome those obstacles and that adversity and that rain and come out with that W, man, that's a beautiful thing right there, man, because the boxing world and the casual boxing fans was going against this person, and he just basically proved everybody wrong. I mean, as long as him and his team believed what they was going to do and that they was going to come out the victorious ones, going and get the job done. That's beautiful, man. You know what I mean? So, man, I'm not a betting man. If I was, yes, of course, I would probably bet on Benavidez, but I'm rocking with Andres in this fight. Only because I try not to bet with my heart. I just try to bet with what I know with my boxing brain. And I'll say this. I'm going with Andres only if he stays slippery, meaning he don't get caught with no big shots. He don't let Benavidez press the action and stay backing him up. And you also have to know how to fight off your back foot, because Benavidez is going to press forward the whole night. Benavidez is not a runner. You don't have to look for Benavidez. He's going to come straight to you. He's coming to you. He's throwing punches. He's coming to you. So you don't have to look for Benavidez. And Benavidez, he's not the slipperiest fighter. Benavidez get hit. So hit that man. Move. And when you can, I know he's bigger, but tie his ass up. Do what Caleb Plant couldn't finish doing. Caleb Plant started off good, but the pressure burst his pipes, which what happens in fights. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, pressure either bust pipes or make diamonds. And on Saturday night, you better be looking to make a diamond, because Benavidez is definitely going to bring that pressure. So I'm pulling for Andres in this fight. I mean, so we'll see how that's going. Man, that's another good fight coming. Also in December, oh my goodness, December is packed, man. Like December 9th, you have Regis Prograis. Yes, sir, versus Devin the Dream Haney. Man, hey, man, drop a bomb for the boxing world, bro. Like, December is packed. I ain't even done yet. God damn it, December is packed, man. December is packed, man. So we got Regis Prograis versus Devin Haney on December 9th on the Zone card, and it's pay-per-view. That's one fight I'm definitely going to check out. Man, like I said in previous podcasts before this one, that I'm rocking with Regis. If Regis can touch him, Regis going to hurt that boy. Nobody's giving Regis a chance in this fight because they feel like Regis, he's not a superb boxer. Devin Haney is too slippery. He's too athletic for him. And he's just an all-around better boxer than Regis. Regis can box. People are not understanding and people forgetting that Regis can box. Like, Regis can really box. The reason why people don't see this is because Regis, he also... It's a gift and a curse with him because his power is a gift and a curse. I say that because this man can really box, but he hits so fucking hard that he don't have to really show his boxing skills like that. Because once he's touched you, he hurt you. Let me say that again for you. Once he touched you, he hurt you. If Regis touch you with that left hand, God damn it. If he touch you with that left hand, man. Hey, that's all she wrote. Because Regis, if he, like, take for instance, the left hands that Lemachenko was landing on Haney. Regis hit Haney with those same left hands? Oh, the boy is going to sleep. The shot that Linares caught Haney with, Regis hit him with that shot? The boy going to sleep. And if it's at the end of the round and he make it through the round, I don't need to tell y'all that Regis is one of the best finishers in boxing. So he going to definitely come back out there and finish that boy. Now, on the flip side, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't just want to be Regis, because then it's going to sound like it's not even, it's going to sound like it's not a fight to be that interested in because it's going to sound one-sided. Now, the fight is not one-sided now. Hold up. Let me get in my bag real quick. The fight is not going to be a one-sided fight because Devin Haney, although he can't punch like Regis, the motherfucker is a great fucking boxer. Devin Haney, he's a great fucking boxer. Yeah, he's great at fucking sticking, moving, and staying fucking slippery. Nigga couldn't crack an egg. Couldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. But the nigga can box. Box his ass off. You know what I'm saying? Like, the man can box. No question about that. He definitely can box. So, definitely looking forward to that fight, man. Like I said, the first one on this Saturday, the 20th, I believe that's the 25th. Check my calendar to make sure that's the 25th. The 25th. 5-5 creep. Yes, sir. The 25th. Is Benavidez versus Andres. Like I said, in that fight, I'm rocking with Andres only because I feel like if he can be the boxer that I know he can be and stay with that awkward shit, I look at him beating Benavidez. Or the fight in a draw. Regis Prograis versus Devin Haney. I got Regis in that fight. Regis touch him. He hurts him. He gets the fight over. And Regis can win the decisions. You know what I'm saying? If he hurt the man and constantly put pressure on that man, constantly break that man down, he can definitely win the decision as well. But I feel like if Regis hit him with that left hand and catch him like Lemachenko is catching him, he definitely going to end the fight. Now let's get on to the steak and potatoes right here. Man. Let's get to the steak and potatoes. Let's talk. Let's talk. Hold up. Hold up. Where we at? Where we at? Where we at? Where we at? Let's see. Okay. Yes. Yes. On December. Man. Hold up. Hold up. We got to drop one of Clues Bombs for this. Hold up. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my fucking goodness. Yo, man, on December 25th of this year, yes, this year, man, we got Deontay Wilder, we got Tyson Fury, my bad, not Tyson Fury, we got Deontay Wilder, we got Anthony Joshua, we got Daniel Dubois, we got Dimitri Bivol, we got, goddammit, Joseph Parker, we got Gerald Big Baby Miller. Man, this is a hell of a card. All of these guys are on one fucking card, which is fucking crazy, man. Like, in that fight, let me go in and get my predictions for that fight, or my what I think or how I think these fights are gonna go. We got Anthony Joshua, I believe they say he's going to be in the main event. Anthony Joshua going up against a common opponent with Tyson Fury. Otu Wiling. And Wiling, he's a pretty decent boxer. I feel like if he touch Joshua, he can hurt Joshua. Joshua has been proved to be hurt in plenty of fights and also outboxed in plenty of fights. Now, my thing is, if he touch him and he can stay away from Joshua Power, man, he might come out with the upset. But also, on the flip side, all it takes is one shot from Joshua. He hits that man. Hey, good night, Irene. That's all she wrote. So I'm rocking in that fight. I'm rocking with Joshua, man. Looking at Joshua come out with the win. Then we got Deontay Wilder versus Joseph Parker. Joseph Parker, he is a slick heavyweight. He's a decent boxer. But Wilder, man, that motherfucker got retarded power. Pardon my French, you know what I'm saying? But he got power out this fucking world, man. And I look, if he land, I'm not going to say if he land. When he land, man, Parker going to sleep. Point blank, period. Out of there. Deontay Wilder, knockout. Once the fight get closer, I'll let y'all know what round it's going to be in. Then we got Daniel Dubois versus Gerald Big Baby Miller. I'm rocking with Big Baby, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm rocking with him. I feel like he's a heavyweight, a rare heavyweight that throws a lot of punches. He's a busy heavyweight. And he can crack. Breaking Dubois down, throwing overwhelming him with punches and bunches and getting that man out of there. Then we got Dimitri Bivol versus Landon Arthur. Dimitri Bivol, people don't think Bivol can got knockout power. Trust me, I've been in there with the man. The man hit hard enough to, you know what I'm saying, to knock you out. He definitely got knockout power. He's just not a finisher. That's Bivol. That's the knock that I have on Bivol. He's just not a finisher. But Bivol. And then hopefully that can set up a fight with Bivol and Arthur Better Beef. But yeah, man, that was a great ass motherfucking podcast, man. But make sure, like I said, make sure, man.
You are now listening to the Beyond the Gloves podcast. Subscribe now.
And I love this bitch.
Yo, time your alley business. Doing swell down with your niggas to the finish. Are you willing to hit the streets up and make a killing? Are you a villain pushing the villain, making millions? Do you do your time without ratting on your bodies? Do you kill your beef with a pistol or a chopper? Is you the man? Did you pay all of your bills? Did you make a plan? It won't stop till it's fulfilled. Can you handle coke? Can you handle dope? Ain't afraid to go even though you know the
listening, daddy. Do you take care of your kids? Is it clean in your crib? Can't just stand these some ribs. Ain't it scandalous how we live? You're going to cash money. You like man, it's right. Any shower, I